A happy Mother's Day to you mothers. And perhaps there are so many of your children here because it is Mother's Day. And so you're here to honor your mother by going to Mass. Well, that's why I'm here too. My mother would call me in college, say, "Have you gone to Mass?" Funny, she doesn't call me anymore, but... How do you really honor your mother? You know, whenever I have options to eat various things, and there's like the deep fried stuff that, you know, tastes so good, and then there's salad. Normally I choose the deep fried stuff, but anytime I choose the salad, I always think about my mother and how she would be so happy. In fact, I asked her today, aren't you happy when I eat salad? And, you know, actually, she didn't say yes, but I think she really is deep down in her really happy that I'm eating salad. Why is that? Well, how do you really honor your mother? Is it coming to Mass? I mean, is it eating well? What do you need to do to really honor your mother? I don't know, maybe that's a really good question for you to ask her today on her day. But I would say that when you honor your life, you honor the one who gave you life. So that when you make decisions in your life, that you will always do the right thing, pursue the things that will... bring you the greatest fulfillment in life, when you take care of yourself, that ultimately makes your mother happy because you're honoring the gift that you have been given by her who is the giver of the gift. Why did God give us the commandment, you should honor your mother and your father? I don't think that command was given to us to make our lives miserable. I don't think it was just like one other thing that we had to do. Oh, we have to take out the garbage, we have to get a college degree, and then we have to honor our mother. No, I think that is a formula for what will bring us the greatest fulfillment in life. I have never met anyone who had spent lots of time caring for their elderly mother. I've never seen anyone of my friends who have a great relation. They call their mother every day. I've never seen anyone who has spent a significant amount of energy and effort to honor their mother and who's living a horribly miserable life. If you meet someone like that, please send them my way. I'd like to have a conversation with them because ultimately, when we honor the life given to us and the one who has given that life to us, we are fulfilled ourselves. Jesus says, "I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life." And in the Christian faith, we also have a mother. The mother that we have received our life from. The mother that we ought to honor. It is Mother Church. She is Mater Dei, Mother of God. And we have received all our life from her. We've been baptized, we received the Eucharist, we're confirmed, we are buried by her, we are from life to death. She is the one who gives us life. So then how do we honor our mother? And ultimately, today in a unique way, the Mother of God is honored after 100 years anniversary of her apparition to three little children in remote Portugal in the middle of the bloodiest war that perhaps humanity had ever seen. And in fact, doesn't your mother always show up when you feel the worst? And isn't she the greatest consolation when we are at our weakest moment? This is true of our physical lives as much as our spiritual lives. And the Mother of God, Mary, who represents the Mother Church, has always, in every instance, from the days of Pentecost, where she gathered all of the apostles who were fighting about whether or not Jesus did in fact show up or whether or not what they should do, and she gathered them in prayer. And then there was the great gift of Pentecost. But if you look at all the apparitions in the history of Christianity, Mary has shown up at a very unique times. In 1917, when she showed up then to these three little children, that began the worst century in humanity, the bloodiest century that we have seen in all the world wars and conflicts throughout history. And in fact, one of the last things she predicted was that somebody would actually try to take the life of the Holy Father. And when Pope John Paul II reflected on the assassination attempt on the anniversary of her apparition in 1981, he said that one finger pulled the trigger and another finger guided the bullet. Because when that bullet went through him, it passed every major artery and every major organ. And in fact, he took that bullet and went back to Fatima. And if you go to Fatima today, in the crown of the major statue, you will see the bullet that he placed in her crown as a thanksgiving for his life. Some may say that a devotion to the Mother of God takes away from the devotion to Christ. And as Christians, we ought to be single-hearted for the Lord. Taking this passage, for example, Jesus is the way. Jesus is the truth. Jesus is our life and none other. By no other name are we saved than by the name of Jesus. Mother Teresa had a comment for those who struggled with this kind of conflict. There was a great conference in Rome one year where they had a great conference on the divinity of the Lord. And the next day they were going to have a conference on Mary and devotion to Mary. And they said, how can we have a conference to Mary after we devoted all this prayer and conference to the Lord, Jesus? And she gets up there and she says in her little Albanian Indian accent, I understand that there is a difficulty and whether or not we are giving too much honor to the Mother of God. We should give no more honor to the Mother than what the Son gave the Mother. Which is true. One of the greatest dignity and honor that she could have received was that she was made mother of all disciples at the worst moment in her Son's life. The foot of the cross, Jesus gave us, the disciple whom he loved, to her. John Paul II would say that at the worst moment of his life, the Mother of God saved his life. I would say that there are plenty of times in my own life that whether it be illness or crisis, that the Mother of God has come to me and interceded to give me peace. I don't think that when we ask the Mother of God for help, we detract from Jesus. But rather, the Mother of God brings us closer to Jesus. This month of May is devoted to the Mother of God. And when we have gospels like this, where it's so Christocentric, the temptation is to think that we need to be Jesus followers. Friends, to be fully Jesus followers is to live in a way Jesus lived, and he loved his mother to the point where he gave his disciples to the care of her. And she has never taken that job lightly, from the Pope on down to us. I don't know what is our anxieties, how we've maybe lost our way. Maybe we're not seeing clearly on certain decisions. I don't know whether today, perhaps, you've lost meaning in certain things. I don't know if you've lost joy, but maybe the way, the truth, and the life in your life, perhaps, is not so strong and not so clear. I would say that Pope Francis's admonition to all of us, when someone asked him, "How do you pray?" And the Pope said, "In the morning, I pray an hour to the Lord, and we speak heart to heart. In the evening, I'm so tired, I just pray the rosary." Friends, there's great wisdom. When things are just kind of gone out of our control, then the Mother of God is the strongest, because she takes her motherhood very seriously to bring all her children to the life and the way and the truth, which is her Son. One last comment. I had a buddy who didn't believe in all this stuff. So someone convinced him to go to Medjugorje, which there's currently apparitions over there. And he still didn't believe. And they were resting by lakeside. And two of his friends were just waiting in a lake, and all of a sudden he didn't see them anymore. So he jumped in to save them. And underwater, his friends are pulling him down. So all three of them now are drowning. And in his desperation, he was saying, "Save me, God. Save me." And in his heart, inner ear, he heard the words, "Go to my son," by a female voice. And he said, "Jesus, save me." And from that lake, all of a sudden he had this energy in which he pulled himself and two of his buddies out of the water. From that day on, he had a great devotion to the Mother of God. He's not so abnormal, and we don't need to be drowning to be able to call on the help of the Mother of God, who always brings the grace of her Son into our life to save us. Today is Mother's Day. How do we honor our mother? We honor the life given to us, whom she will safeguard from any threat whenever we ask for her aid.